Parliament retreat. National Assembly Speaker Moses Masika Wetangula has reiterated the commitment of the House to enact legislations that will spur investor confidence in the country and generate economic growth. Wetangula noted that the National Assembly has been at the forefront towards enacting legislation that not only enhances the competitiveness of the nation but also tackle the issues affecting the economy. The Speaker also explained that currently, there are various legislative proposals and bills which seek to enhance the competitiveness of our country in the agricultural, health, education, energy, transport, finance, insurance, information communications technology, ICT, and other key economic sectors that are before various committees of the National Assembly, for consideration. Wetangula was speaking in Naivasha on Tuesday when the parliamentary leadership held a roundtable meeting with Kenya Private Sector Alliance, KEPSA, to find ways of working together to increase investments in the country, attended by KEPSA Chairman Jaswinder Bedi and KEPSA Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Carol Kariuki. It was the second day of the retreat for parliamentary leadership, including the committee chairs, Office of the Clerk of the National Assembly, majority and minority leaders, majority and minority whips, among other leaders. The three-day retreat is meant to help the leadership to reflect on the performance of the past and ongoing session of the House, achievements and the misses, and create synergy to foster better performance in future. Wetangula stated that one of the key catalysts for the economic development of any country is good governance, and to this end, in the effort towards enhancing good governance, the House is currently considering the Whistleblower Protection Bill, 2023. The bill primarily seeks to set out the procedures for the disclosure of information on improper conduct within the public and private sectors and to provide for the protection of the people making such disclosures. National Assembly top leadership meets KEPSA officials. He noted that once enacted, this law would significantly increase collaborative efforts between the private sector and government to combat corruption and promote more transparent, accountable and ethical business practices, making Kenya a more attractive destination for foreign direct investment. Another bill under consideration by the August House, the Speaker added, is the Conflict of Interest Bill, 2024, which is presently undergoing mediation and also seeks to enhance good governance by providing a robust legal framework for the management of conflict of interests in the discharge of official duties by public officers. Further, the proposed Public Procurement and Asset Disposal Amendment Bill, 2024, which is currently under consideration by the Finance and National Planning Committee, also seeks to reduce the cost of tendering by simplifying and computerizing the evaluation of tenders and also to professionalize the public procurement practice, he said. This legislative proposal further seeks to enhance the guiding principles to be adhered to in public procurement and asset disposal by state organs and public entities. This amendment, Wetangula said, will enhance transparency in the procurement processes and promote competitive bidding, which inevitably will contribute to creating a better hub for entrepreneurship to thrive. Wetangula commended KEPSA for their unwavering commitment, over the years, towards engaging with the National Assembly in the review and enactment of laws that spur increased economic growth, shared wealth and inclusive opportunities for the Kenyan people, adding that the roundtable comes at a time when Kenya stands at a pivotal moment in its history as she turns 60 years as a republic, poised on the brink of unprecedented opportunity, yet confronted by formidable challenges. He further said our nation possesses immense potential, from its vibrant entrepreneurial spirit to its rich natural resources and strategic location in the heart of East Africa. However, to realize this potential as ably espoused in Kenya's Vision 2030 and strategized in the Kenya Kwanzaa government's six core pillars, we must combine efforts to confront the complex realities of our times with courage, vision and determination, he noted. In an era defined by rapid technological advancement, evolving consumer preferences, and dynamic geopolitical shifts, the ability of nations to compete effectively has never been more crucial. Indeed, the capacity of our economy to generate sustainable jobs, foster innovation, and ensure inclusive prosperity hinges upon our ability to adapt, innovate, and seize opportunities in a rapidly changing world, the Speaker remarked. Meanwhile, the parliamentary leadership has agreed to revoke the moratorium imposed on the energy public-private partnership contracts, but vowed to restore the power purchase agreements, PPAs, under very strict conditions and scrutiny. Energy Committee Chair and Mwala MP Vincent Musyoka said in the past, the power purchase agreements, PPAs, have been abused by some unscrupulous individuals, making the cost of power to skyrocket in the country. we are having about 500 megawatts of power that are not used during the day, but at night we go up to 2,200 megawatts during peak hour, which strains the system, causing incessant blackouts. Before we enter into new PPPs, we will harness technology that will help us save this 500 megawatts which lie idle during the day to be used at night during peak hour, Musyoka said. Parliament had blocked the signing of new power purchase agreements, PPAs, with independent power producers, IPPs, after citing massive irregularities in the deals that had been signed. The parliamentary leadership had invited the Petroleum and Energy Cabinet Secretary, CS, James Opiyo-Wondeyi and his team to the retreat to shed light on the frequent power outages and high power tariffs in the country, saying it was a hindrance to investors. The team used the opportunity to make a case for the removal of the moratorium, saying the country needed more power into the national grid,